This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. How often have you thought, if only I could be in two places at once? Well, this year becomes more of a possibility by way of robots. While it's been a tough year for many of us humans, NPR's Laura Seidel reports for the NPR series A Good Year that it has been a good year for robots that stand in for humans.
Mike Fennelly isn't easily surprised by cutting-edge technologies, but when he started as an IT guy at a Silicon Valley startup called Evernote, there was a robot rolling around the office.
It was slightly disturbing for the not really knowing what the robot was for at the beginning and then going, oh, wait, okay, that's Phil.
CEO Phil Libin is also known as
a robotic overlord.
Well, Libin isn't actually a robot, but when he is out of town, his robot is still keeping an eye on things.
Get back to work. That's the usual robot employee interaction.
The robot looks a little like a stick figure on wheels. Its bulbous head has two eyes, which are actually a camera and a laser. On its forehead is a screen where you can see Phil Libin's face, and Libin can see employees like Andrew Sinkoff.
You know, it's probably better than having him actually be right next to me.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool when he's not around. This is a good way to communicate with him.
Libin is actually in the office today. He's just showing me how the robot works. But he is often traveling to his company's other locations in Japan, Austin, and Zurich. His company makes products that help people remember everything from chores, names, appointments, to random thoughts. He says using the robot to stay connected to his home office is better than a video conference program like Skype, which connects to a computer stuck in one room.
Whereas with the robot, yeah, I can just, you know, I can roll around. I can roll into a meeting that somebody else is having. I can sort of say, hey, what are you guys talking about? I can go up and look at the whiteboard. I can point at things with the laser.
Libin purchased his robot from a company just down the street in Mountain View, California, called Anybot. When I arrive at the Anybot offices, I can't find the receptionist. Then I turn around and there's a robot in front of me.
I'm the receptionist here at Anybot, which is one of the services that we offer, which is called the AnyLobby service.
Angela is actually in South Carolina, but companies can buy a robot and rent her for a few hours at a time.
We can log in to several different locations all in one day and provide a plethora of different functions, you know.
Anybot was founded by Trevor Blackwell, who had been looking for a way to make robots popular. They've been searching for the, quote, killer app for robots. Don't think Terminator.
I'll be back.
Blackwell was looking for a program that would make robots popular the way spreadsheets popularized computers. He decided the key was robots that could help people be in two places at once.
And the need is there because travel gets more and more painful and expensive, especially overseas travel. So, you know, there are a lot of engineers here who are working with factories in Asia, and they need to see minute by minute what's going on there.
One of Anybot's telerobots costs about $15,000, which he points out is about the cost of one overseas trip. Ken Goldberg, a professor at UC Berkeley who teaches classes in robotics, thinks Blackwell may be onto something.
There's a lot of excitement because it seems to tap into this idea that we're increasingly busy.
Goldberg imagines that with our crazy schedules, many of us may find it useful to, say, send the robot to the office party while you're home with the kids.
Right now, we would consider it really weird and rude and inappropriate. But you could imagine that maybe after a while, that might be kind of okay. You're still there, right? You're spending time, but you're, you know, sitting in your pajamas at your desk.
Goldberg says just this year he saw several commercial companies like Anybot open up to sell what are called telepresence robots. According to Goldberg, the technology has finally reached the point where it's affordable, and with our busy lives, there's a growing need to do more, be in more places, see more people. But there is a downside, too. We may soon be in a world where there are no more excuses for not showing up. Laura Seidel, NPR News.